Last week I had shared that over these next weeks, with some little breaks, we were going to preach through the book of Galatians. And where we were building up is to that final time when we talk about what it means to live a fruitful life, to what it means to have the fruits of the Spirit obvious in your life, the fruits of the Spirit that others can see and will know that you are a Christian by the way that you live. So I would invite you now to hear the words of Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, as we find Paul, the Apostle Paul, continuing to struggle. You see, these Galatian people, they were good people. They were considered to be Christians. They were considered to understand what it meant to have a relationship with Christ. But what happened is the world got in their way. And they saw the little distractions that were out here, the colorful banners and signs and the fun things and the popular things and the cool things were getting in their way. And what was happening is they were being drawn to those instead of the truth that they knew in Jesus Christ. And they were good people, but they took a wrong turn. So the Apostle Paul is preaching with vigor to them about how they need to be aware of what's happening around them and to focus on the one truth, to focus on the one gospel. Hence the title of the sermon today, One Important Thing. So let us hear the Apostle Paul starting chapter 1, verse 6, going through verse 10. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we have proclaimed to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, so now I repeat, if anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to what you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We'll get that later. So the Apostle Paul is preaching to the Galatian people, a people who had known better, but a people who had fallen victim to false teachings, false preaching, and essentially they worried about fitting in with the world rather than the truth that they knew in Jesus Christ and of Jesus Christ. They had been raised the right way. They'd been taught the right things. They had heard the gospel. They understood the gospel. And they believed the gospel. But what was happening is they were being drawn away into the other things that were fun, cool, important to them, and the things that created barriers to them growing in their faith. They had found these things that were important to them, that were of the world and not of the word. And essentially, they started following another gospel. Now, we know there's not and there's only one gospel. And that's what the Apostle Paul points out, is that there is no other gospel. There is only one gospel. There is only one truth. There is only one way. We just heard through hymn number 337, Only Trust Him, that Jesus is the truth and the way. And that we should only place our trust in Him. That message is about the grace of God. This message is about the grace of God, that God wants us to follow as we should, to be obedient, to be faithful, to experience and receive the grace and mercy that He has in store for us. So the Apostle Paul is quick to point out that you are victim of false preaching, of false teaching. All this other stuff that you're hearing is wrong, it's incorrect, and it's going to lead you astray. And if there are people or things out here taking you away from the truth that is in Jesus Christ, then you need to stop it. The Apostle Paul even went so far as to say that if it were an angel or even me that come out, meaning himself, and said there is another gospel, they're not telling you the truth. If someone comes out and tells you there is something more important than the gospel, They are not telling you the truth. Unfortunately, these people, the Galatians, were seeking to be known of the world, in the world, and by the world, and had turned away from the sense of real truth and the real thing of importance, the one important thing, and that is following Jesus Christ. As Christians, as a Christian people, and keep in mind the Galatians were Christians and they understood this and they turned away, but as Christians, we understand that we are to focus on the real truth, and that real truth is in Jesus Christ our Savior. We are to focus on the things of importance that we learn in following Him, what it means to live a Christ-like life. We are to be conformed to the world's, not to the world view, but we're to be conformed to the world, to the Word of God, and to turn away from the world. It's okay to be part of the world, but we are to be that messenger of light. We're to be that disciple of Christ in the darkness of this world. We're not to take on the properties of the world. We're to take on the properties of the Word of God, which is the truth. So we are charged with seeking our approval from our Heavenly Father, not the world. We're charged with seeking our approval from our Heavenly Father, God's will, God's intent, not the world or the people. We don't have to make the world happy, and we don't have to make other people happy. We don't have to have people who like us. We simply need God to like us. And that's what Paul is speaking to the Galatian people, is that they need to find their belonging with God and quit worrying about what others think of them. As a body of Christ, as Christians, we hold the acts of prayer, of scripture, of baptism, of reading, of worship and communion and love and service. We hold those things close in our heart. We understand that they're important. But we're human beings. We make mistakes. We take wrong turns. So unfortunately, at times, we find the world getting in the way of our spiritual practices and our spiritual growth. And sometimes, remember the guy named Job? Sometimes we even find that the closer we get to God, the more that Satan tries to come in between us and pull us away. Because the change is obvious. When we're living a Christ-like life, that change is pretty obvious that we're turning away from the darkness of the world. So what I would challenge you with today, or ask you today, is put yourself in the place of these Galatian people. But at the same time, also take some of our modern challenges and problems, and let's take them back to the time where Paul was preaching to the Galatian people. And as we hear these words, as we hear this word today, I want you to spend some time with the term fitting in, or you could say conforming, or you can say taking on. But the easiest way to look at it is fitting in. Do we worry about fitting into the world, or do we worry about pleasing our God? So I want to ask you for a moment, how is it that you establish your worth? How do you establish your importance, your popularity, your fame, who you are, your place in society, your social status? How is it that you do that? Who is it that we seek to please? Whose toes do we avoid stepping on because we don't want conflict? And where is it that we will stand strongly because that's where our foundation is? Those are questions that we each have to answer. But there's one thing that I have been reading on recently that has intrigued me a great deal. I've been reading on social media addictions. Do you know that you can be addicted to social media? Any of y'all know that? You know your Facebooks, your Tumblrs, your Twitters, and your Instagrams, and all the other stuff that is out there. And if I'd have had time, I was going to set the projector up today. I got a picture that has three syringes filled with blue liquid, and I don't know why it's blue liquid, but three syringes filled with blue liquid. One of them was labeled Facebook, one of them was labeled Tumblr, the other one was labeled YouTube. So all this stuff was out there because there is a real problem with social media addictions. Do you realize that there are people that feel unimportant or worthless or like they don't fit in or they don't have a life if they don't get a certain number of likes or followers within a short period of time? I mean, one of the guys that I was reading about, he eventually got to having one of the all-time followings on, I think it was Instagram, but he had called all of his friends to help him get there. And if he didn't rank in the top 10, then he was almost to the point of contemplating suicide because he felt like he was a failure. Because he needed other people to like him. I've had people actually call me, and it was none of you, so you're safe. It was none of you in here. But I've had people call me and ask me to like one of their feeds so it would be ranked higher and show up on other people's pages. I mean, really? I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't struggle with that because I just have a hard time understanding why people can't fully grasp what's really important in life. The one important thing, loving God, loving neighbor, and all that stuff that we as Christians are supposed to know. But like me so that I can have a higher status? I know it's hard to believe, but there are people that are addicted to establishing their importance and success and popularity in a way for everyone else to see it. They adopt a social media presence, a personality, and they can put whatever picture they want up there about who they are. They don't have to look like they're a real person. It can be a picture from 20 years ago, and they can claim they still look that way. They can have a job up there, their dream job, or been to all these schools and everything else. And it's because they feel like they need to belong. They don't want to be isolated. They don't want to be alone. And they want to fit in. I had a young man that I had dealt with this week, a child really, that I had dealt with this week, that come to find out we were working together and I didn't even know it. This young man placed something on his site because he wanted to belong. And that's what he wanted to do. This was the job that he wanted. And so after having an opportunity to engage this young man in conversation, it was a blessing to talk to him. But I could tell that he simply wanted to belong. That he wanted to feel important. But what I would ask you is, what happened? And we're getting to Galatians, fruits of the Spirit. What happened to being known as a Christian? What happened to loving your neighbor? Promoting others before self? What happened to loving God with all of your heart and soul? People are trying to fit in and gain a measure of self-affirmation from something that's not important. But what's sad is that people feel this way. And that in some way we've got to communicate the love of God in a more powerful way that people will know that they are not alone and that they are not isolated and they don't have to feel important. Because we're already important. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. The only thing that is important is pleasing God. And the Apostle Paul, we read, writes this morning, "Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people?" I don't think that our social media likes and following, brothers and sisters, I don't think that's a measure of God's approval. But on another level, we find people today, children, young adults, older adults, we're alone, isolated, and we feel like we need to fit in. We feel like we need to fit in with different places, different environments, different situations. People want to feel like they belong and they seek an affirmation or approval from others to establish their worth. You are a good person just like you are. Are we going to doubt the scriptures? Are we going to doubt the scriptures that God created us in His image? Are we going to doubt the scriptures that says we're fearfully and wonderfully made? How wonderful are your works? Do we doubt those scriptures? Or do we accept those scriptures and realize that we're already a good person? Like we are. And that God made us. And God will continue to help us grow. Or do we need to have our buddies help us to fit in a little bit more? Now, the old school definition for this is peer pressure. That's what I remember growing up. And most of us in here, not all of us, but most of us in here are older than the age of 40. Most of us. And so anybody older than the age of 40, I would say you've got some experience in dealing with the pressures. And we've got some experience in responding to those pressures appropriately. But think about when you were young. What it was like in high school or middle school or elementary school. When you were faced with choices to where you had to decide. They've got a joint. Maybe I need to try that because it's going to make me cool. Or if I want to drink a beer, then I can fit in with the football team. Or if I will do this or say this thing, then I can be cool because I'm fitting in with people. Keep in mind that we only have to have approval from one person. This peer pressure is real. And I think that the pressures that our young people are facing today are 100 times worse than what us 40 and older group experienced when we were coming up. But when we are faced with a choice of fitting in or being isolated, we sometimes make bad decisions because we just simply want to belong. And if people don't have a chance to belong, if we don't give them the right place to belong, then they're going to find a place to belong. We are social creatures. We want to be part of something. But when we're faced with a choice, we're either going to be isolated or we're going to fit in. And as we try to fit in, we might say things, do things, try things, or respond in a way that does not reflect who we are. Part of what the Apostle Paul was talking about this morning. People in this day especially, with such a confused world and questionable morals, they often find themselves making wrong choices. Gossiping, inappropriate language, drinking, experimenting with drugs, games, sex, sexting, not respecting their body, doing those things. That is happening, folks, right now. Now, we would like to think that it's not. And maybe in our day it didn't happen as much. I know in our day some of those things were the things that you never heard about. And if it happened, it was that one person in school that did it. But now, 10, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, those things are happening. And if we want to continue to turn our blind eye to that, then we're living in a bubble. But those things are happening in our community, in our society, and we as a body of Christ have to help kids and young people know that there is another choice. The only belonging they need is in the body of Christ. The only belonging, the only approval they need to have is from God who created them and fearfully and wonderfully and perfectly made them. If we make the wrong choice, we might fit in for that minute. But it's a dead end. What may start innocently enough is never going to end in a good way. We will not find acceptance in those choices. We will not find that self-actualization. We will not find that affirmation we want. We will find a path of hopelessness and self-destruction. So again, remembering what the Apostle Paul said, there's one important thing that's the message we're taking out of this. If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. If I was focused on pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. If I was focused on trying to fit in with these people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Brothers and sisters, we do not have to fit in. We don't have to be liked. We don't have to have a tremendous social media following. We don't have to be at the top of a Twitter feed. We simply need to be the child of God that we are. But we also have to remember we cannot be that group or that person or that family that rejects or isolates. We have to welcome people into belonging. You see, we've already been accepted. We've already been created by the hands of the potter who molds us and shapes us. Psalm 139, we read again, fearfully and wonderfully made, wonderful your works. We are created in the image of God to be loved and to love. And we know that God loved us so much. We worry about fitting in with the people, as the Apostle Paul talks about. What about a God that loved us so much that He sent His only Son to die for our sin, that we can be forgiven and have a promise of tomorrow? That's where we want to belong. We don't have to do anything to be cool. We don't have to ask, beg, trade, or give something away, or do something that we're not to be accepted. We simply need to live in the grace and mercy that we've received. Loving God, loving neighbor, doing no harm, doing good, and staying in touch with the Scriptures. And the rest of it will take care of itself. The rest of it will take care of itself, because God loves you right where you are. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.